Well, it's December already, December the 1st and Wednesday. And today we are in chapter 65 of Isaiah, beginning at verse 17 through to the end of the chapter. And what a beautiful, extraordinary vision Isaiah gives us. And he has God saying, "Behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind." And as you read this passage, read it slowly, but as you read it, the vista gets larger and larger and larger. You know, what is God's ultimate purpose? Well, in Colossians, in Ephesians chapter 1, he puts it this way in verses 9 and 10, to unite all things in him, whether things in heaven or things on earth. And right now, heaven and earth are separated. This earth cannot be in heaven because sin cannot be in heaven. But there's coming a day when that partition is going to be taken away. And there'll be a new heaven and earth. The kind of creation that God intended from the very beginning. He's coming to restore all things. This is one of those great passages that asks, you know, what is heaven like? And I usually correct that question because heaven is the intermediate state. But what's beyond that when Jesus comes again? And what will that look like? And the answer is, it'll look like this, except for sin. As tangible as this, but no sin of any kind. It's a little foretaste, a little glimpse of the grand work that God intends to do. Well, let your minds and hearts be enlarged as you read these closing verses of Isaiah 65. Tomorrow we'll come to chapter 66, and it'll be our final study in the prophecy of Isaiah. But for now, have a wonderful day.